Welcome to the IT Experience Podcast, brought to you by Happy Signals, the leading experience management platform for IT. We bring you bite-sized experience management topics, helping you on your way to happiness with your ServiceNow or other ITSM management platform. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this IT Experience coffee break. Hey, welcome to Happy in 15. This is now the new season. We are in 2022. How was your holidays, Sami?
Very good. Yeah. But which season is this? Season 2 or 3?
I'm not sure. This, we've been doing this for 3 years, 4 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah, I hated it in the beginning, but now I'm more comfortable on this side of the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, welcome back. And we'll kick this off with the topic of today, which is how to use ITXM to identify improvement initiatives. And what is ITXM? So this is something that we brought in, kind of all the best practices from the past 7 years that we have been working with our customers from the past, how to really do IT experience management. And you can find the framework from happysignals.com/ITXM. So go and check that out. But basically today we are focusing on the topic of identifying those improvement initiatives.
Yeah.
And it's kind of where to start identifying them. And of course, one topic that we always talk about is human as a center, that humans are the ones who actually experience things. And there are good things with humans because humans are very sensitive to circumstances. You know, after holidays, before holidays, end of the month, beginning of the month, am I stressed? Is this really important or not? And they are always on. So it doesn't really matter, you know, when they are working, they are always experiencing the topics there. And also something is that they don't have to be configured. They always experience things in human way. If you consider like some metric that you do in infra telemetry, I mean, if it's misconfigured, it's kind of measuring the wrong thing. Mm. Humans are always measuring
their experiences. And I think this is really very, very relevant when it comes to continual improvement, because then whatever you are changing in IT, you will get people's opinion about it. So it might be something, providers, tools, applications, whatever is changing, you will get the understanding from these people without kind of, now we change that, let's change the questions. No, they will tell you anyway what you are.
Exactly, exactly. And I think then we're talking about metrics. So what are the things that you know, when you talk about human metrics, what are they? We always talk about two things. Happiness, so how did it make me feel as an end user, as a human?
Yep.
And the productivity, how much time did I waste when doing my job? And I think they are enough, or what would you say?
Yeah, I think these really are the key metrics, the, let's say North Star metrics that you should be focused on when thinking about ITXM. So yes, you can measure also kind of what goes to effect to the business profitability and all that, but these are the key things that are enough simple for everybody to understand and focus then on the same stuff. But we are talking about that more in the next episode.
Yeah, and kind of when we then put this all into context, we always talk about people, processes, technology. Well, like everybody in IT, everybody knows these three things. And now to kind of place IT experience management, it's really the people's experience. That's what you're managing. So you're understanding how happy are they, where are they losing productivity, and you're trying to improve that when we're talking in continuous improvement. But then, Sami, we have process and technology. What are they? How would you describe them?
So, of course, kind of there are more like the thing what everybody is already doing. So what we see that IT service management, of course, that is related to the processes. And there are great tools in that area. Then there is technology part, and also great tools there to kind of measure what is going on in networks and applications and so on. Are they up and running? And you need all of these.
Yeah.
And I think for us, it's really interesting to be the part of people here. Really getting that as a practice to whole IT is our challenge for the next years as well. Okay, we have been doing that 7 years, but still that is new for many people, and that is the area where we are. Happy to help.
Yeah, and I guess many times in IT, because we both come from IT, we know that we love tech, and we usually start from that end. And there is this one Finnish saying called perse edellä puuhun. This cannot be fully translated, but I guess the Finnish listeners might be smiling at this point. It kind of means that you kind of just go totally backwards. So one example that if we look at, kind of show it in a way that you start from technology. For example, there are now people working from home, they are using VPNs and CRMs, and then you start looking at the hard metrics. You know, the networks are on, they are in the levels that we have agreed to, availability and all this, everything is green. VPN is functioning, it's on, everything is great. And then the CRM is on. You know, it's doing its job, and you can see that the sales process, you know, it's, you know, the sales process, for example, is, let's say, 3 months to close a deal. Process is working. So everything is fine. But then you hear people complaining that, hey, in Sweden, people working from home using VPN, they say that they're struggling. They are wasting 1 hour with their work, like almost every day when using CRM. It doesn't show up in the process because the process is kind of long. 1 hour a day doesn't really matter in a 3 month sales cycle. They still do their job. Everything is checked, everything is marked. They use the VPN, it works. It's not working.
Yeah.
The CRM is up, it's not down, and the network is working. But the whole perception, the end-to-end experience for the human is bad.
Yeah.
And I guess this is what we call the watermelon effect.
Yeah, kind of. You are meeting all the minimum requirements of the traditional SLAs, but still the experience is lacking. And I think that kind of a thinking that we have had in IT, that it's enough if those SLAs are met, that has caused the so-called watermelon effect, that we don't understand why people then are complaining, but we are not really going into their shoes and thinking about how it really feels to work with the IT tools and services that they are having.
Yeah, but I think you have also other examples. So if we think about then the different roles in IT organization, because this is one example, but what about if we start from service desk, for example?
Yeah, so if we kind of take the approach of this, that the IT experience management should be always the starting point for recognizing those improvement areas. And what are those improvement areas? So for example, for service desk, if you think about those people who are running the service desk teams, when you start from people's experience, you start to learn that, are we talking in the right language? Are we having the skills that are needed for certain applications from the perspective of the end user? So it is not always so that you can, let's say in big organizations you have 800 different applications.
Yeah.
And some of them are critical for business. So are you really able to understand the usage of that, your example, CRM, those users really in services, so that you really, really can help them in those critical applications and making them efficient in there. And that is kind of thinking that in when it comes to people management in service desk, there is the skills, there is the attitude, and those both things are things that you cannot measure by processes, and you cannot measure by the technology. You really have to measure that service quality.
Yeah.
And that is one of the key areas how the experience management bank can use in service management or service desk.
Yeah.
Okay, if you take the other role, critical role in the service management, and talk about the people who are running the tools.
Yeah.
In there, when you start from employees, you start to recognize again, like, why in some services people are not so happy. So kind of SLAs are sometimes used in a way that it should be enough if we answer all tickets in 2 hours. But the criticality to employees is so different depending on the service, even sometimes depending on the month.
Yeah.
If it's beginning of the month for finance, of course there are some applications that are more critical at that point than some other points.
Yeah.
But for IT and people developing those processes of ITSM tools, they really have to understand, okay, these are the 5 critical services that we are having, critical applications, for example. Serving those cases much faster, maybe taking tickets to expert more directly than trying to solve them in the first line, or increase the skills of first line related to those critical 5 applications. So never to answer in service management or kind of experience management is that you develop everything by 2%. That would be stupid waste of money. but finding areas where that improvement and the criticality of end users is higher, and changing the priorities based on that is very key of doing experience management right in when used in process.
Yeah, and I think two key things to identify things is also the productivity. So if people are, there's two services, they are unhappy. If you look at the measurement of happiness, they are unhappy with both, but they are not really losing time with one service, and they are losing a lot of time with the other one. Of course, you pick the one where they are losing time because it creates the biggest impact.
Yeah. Exactly. And now if you think about the example here.
And actually, I wanted to also add that volume is another one.
Yeah.
That, you know, sometimes there's this person with a very loud voice, but they are complaining about a service when in a big team, like there's 10,000 employees, there's only like 10 people using that service,
yeah.
Then it doesn't really matter. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it's always about making the right focus decisions. And
yeah.
Experience is great starting point for that. Let's again, I will still use the same example.
Yeah.
If you go per se de la puuhun in developing services for service management and the tool, you might be doing the same kind of thing that you look at the SLA data. Okay, we have like these tickets, the resolution time is so long.
Yeah.
Or you look at, okay, the average resolution time is 3 days. But does that matter?
Mm.
If you start to fix it so that on average you drop that to 2 days,
yeah.
It might even be that the happiness score goes up only slightly.
Yeah.
If you would have done it so that you select those critical services, the average might drop only by 0.2
yeah.
days, but your happiness goes up by 10 points because you fix those things that matter.
Yeah,
and I think that is the kind of the thinking that you cannot select things to matter from operational data.
Yeah.
Like, but of course, we in IT, we have to understand how we are working, and there is a relationship, but starting point is experience.
Exactly, yeah. All right, and kind of just to highlight this, that you know, we have customers who actually have been able to do this, that they have taken the best practices from IT experience management, and in their organizations, the end users are saying, thanks to IT, I was able to do something more efficiently, do it better. And there are these great examples of having 112% increase in happiness, you know, 55% increase in productivity and so on. So yeah, check those.
And let's say if you look at all these customers that have been so successful here, it is just several decisions, small decisions in the continual improvement area.
Yes.
They have made many changes. And in that way, during time, getting better. So there is no silver bullet.
Yeah.
I don't know any case of our customers that they would have found one thing that would have fixed everything.
Exactly. And if you're not looking at our YouTube video thing, you can see these customer cases at happysignals.com as well.
So yeah.
Cool. All right. But maybe, Sami, to sum it up, the key takeaway, like why for continual improvement initiatives, experience data is the only meaningful starting point? How would you summarize it?
I think it's in continuous improvement, it is very, very easy in all organizations to list things that you could fix.
Yeah.
You end up in having kind of opinions and it's really heck, you have 200 cases, so 200 things you should be doing.
Yeah.
Experience management is a way to get to 10 that are relevant.
Yeah.
And then make the decision of what we are going to focus on next 3 months, select three.
Yeah.
So it is a way of having the focus that matters.
Mm.
And that's why experience management for kind of all kind of continuous improvements is so important, that otherwise you are just guessing. Okay, there is a vision and you might have an opinion that is right. But if you really want to start to do the services from the perspective of being more meaningful for the business,
mm-hmm.
you have to use experience data.
Yeah.
And that is kind of then making sure that you can show value. Otherwise you are just saying, okay, we did 7 actions.
Yeah.
And what happened. But if you focus on experience, you can see that the continuous improvement is a cycle.
Yeah.
You improve things, you follow up, you celebrate it, and so on.
Yeah.
So I think the key is that it gives focus
to
continuous improvement.
Cool. And that actually takes like already a little bit of for the next episode.
Yeah.
So in the next episode, we're going to talk about the improvement, like you just mentioned,
how
to celebrate, what really is, what are we improving, what are we trying to improve.
Yeah.
But hey, that's a wrap for today. That was the episode about identifying improvement initiatives. And again, to learn more, you can go to happysignals.com/ITXM and download the ITXM framework. There's actually a guide that you can get on your to yourself, or you can just read the webpage, whatever is better for you. But hey, thank you for the episode. Stay safe and stay happy.